I don't think that this kind of activity influences the offline reality as well. There is a kind of shaping of citizen debate on the online blogosphere in Saudi Arabia. People are discussing everything, and that's good. But I don't think that this thing has an impact on real life. Maybe it's a long process. Maybe in a few years or a few decades, we'll see, we'll notice how the blogosphere shaped the society. But I don't think that right now the blogging activities are really making a huge or small change in Saudi Arabia on the society. If you take the example of Egypt, where the Egyptian blogosphere are really active online and offline, both, I mean, they are activists organizing demonstration in Facebook, but the demonstration are taking place really in the streets of Egypt. So there is this kind of difference between local blogosphere. Egyptian blogosphere has 1 foot on the ground and 1 foot on the internet. The Saudi blogosphere is much more online activities, not offline activities, and that's the difference between other kinds of blogosphere. In Tunisia, you can find bloggers who are engaged in social protest and demonstration offline, and who are using their blog or Facebook and other web tools to disseminate information. So that depends. In countries where the crackdown on free speech and free movement are really restricted, like in Syria or Saudi Arabia, you can find real effect of the blogosphere on the ground.